You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. President Obama's health care law took a key step forward today in New York with the announcement of insurance rates in the state's health exchange. The online marketplace is where many of the uninsured will go to buy coverage from private insurance companies. WNYC's Fred Mogul has been following the creation of insurance exchanges, and he joins us now. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Richard.
So it's called the Affordable Care Act. Will this insurance be affordable?
Well, that's very complicated. You won't be surprised to learn. Individual plans in the metro region will run from roughly $300 to $900 a month. That represents platinum, gold, silver, and bronze levels of coverage. You can pay more upfront and have lower deductibles and copays, or you can pay less upfront and be subject to, you know, what could be some pretty big out-of-pocket expenses if things go wrong. Also, in addition to these premiums that were published today, there are these other federal subsidies. They're actually tax credits, and those could reduce costs further depending on how poor you are.
Now, New York State officials say the rates in the exchange for next year represent a drop of 50% or more over the current year's individual insurance rates. But I gather your reporting suggests that there's more to it than that.
Well, there actually are some current rates that are pretty comparable to what's in the exchanges or even cheaper, but relatively few people qualify for them, like they have to be low income or self-employed. Some people who have relatively good deals could in fact see them go up. But overall, the state is saying that costs will go down by 50%. It is difficult to compare these from year to year, the current year to the coming year. The current year is all over the map. The rates are not just the rates, but what you get, in fact, for a given rate. Next year, they become much more standardized. So that's tough. California, Washington, Oregon, they announced their rates a few months ago with great fanfare. These new rates are going to save people lots of money. The follow-up suggested it wasn't quite all that they were – they're sort of framing it to make the old premiums look especially bad, so the new premiums looked really good, like a TJ Maxx, you know, the cost you're getting on what your thing versus the retail thing on
the
ticket.
It's all psychology.
It is. I mean, that's part of the messaging, that's part of the game. New York insists it's using very conservative numbers, and it's sort of an apples-to-apples comparison, and these are real declines.
So assuming that the state's numbers are correct, why are prices coming down so much?
Well, there are two main reasons. One is the prices are pretty high in New York at the moment. In New York, insurers have to cover everyone, unlike in a lot of places in the country. They can't charge more for pre-existing conditions. This is one of the big things in Obamacare that the rest of the country is sort of phasing in. It's actually been in place in New York and in New Jersey also for several years. So rates are very high. That, in turn, has kept people out of the market. Very few people get individual insurance. It's prohibitive. That makes things higher still. So Benjamin Losky, who's the state insurance and banking chief, he says premiums are coming down because so many new people actually should be coming into the market to buy new policies.
Because of the new mandate under the Affordable Care Act, you're going to have a massive new infusion of people into the market, and many of them are quite healthy. And that is what ends up ultimately bringing rates down.
17 different insurance companies, both commercial and nonprofit, many of them never before participating in the New York market, are betting there will be lots of new people to sign on. So that's one thing that would sort of validate what the officials are saying.
Now, how many people are expected to participate in these exchanges, and who are they?
It's about 1.1 million people over the next few years are expected to come into it, about 600,000 individuals.
New York State.
In New York State alone, yeah. So it's about 600,000 individuals, about 500,000 buying through small business groups. There's about 2.3 million uninsured at the moment. Anyway, of the 1 million new people, about 70% of those will qualify for those federal subsidies. They're that poor. They make less than $46,000 as an individual per year, or about $94,000 for a family of four.
And how will people actually use the exchanges? It's all online?
It is an online marketplace. It is a website. It will be a little bit complicated. Many people will need help. There's a multi-million dollar effort to reach out to people, to inform them about it, to hold their hands as they go through it. But you plug in your age, your income. It tells you what subsidies you're qualified for and what the different options are at those gold, platinum, silver, bronze levels.
And Fred, in just a couple of seconds, what's next? The enrollment starts this fall?
Right, on October 1st. It actually kicks in. The coverage kicks in on January 1st. There's likely to be some hiccups, as there would be for any new programs. The Democrats are playing it down. The Republicans are playing it up. We'll sort of see how it goes. Up next, also, rates coming out of New Jersey and Connecticut, and that should be coming out in the next month or two.
Okay. WNYC's Fred Mogul. Fred, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Richard.